Agricultural market reports on WILL are made possible with support from Busey. Small business is the next big business, so Busey offers solutions to fit growing business needs, from customizable lending options to succession planning. Busey, your dream, our promise.
Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's see how futures are trading. Hard red winter wheat, September, 691 and a half unchanged. December, $7.25, down one. September wheat, the soft variety, 652 and a half, up two and a quarter. December, 663 and three quarters, up two and a quarter. September corn, 491 and a half, down a half. December, 474, down two. July of 14 at 501 and a quarter, down one and three quarters. August soybeans, 1354 and a half, up four and three quarters. September, 1266 and a half, down eight and three quarters. November, 1215 and three quarters, down 12 and three quarters. August soybean meal, 431.10, up 80. August soybean oil, 42.93, down 65. August live cattle, 122.40, up 60. August feeders, 153.10, up 50. And August lean hogs at 98.15, up 37 and one half.
Agricultural programs are made possible by Risk Management Commodities Incorporated, headquartered in Lafayette, Indiana, with branches in Chalmers, Indiana, and Hudsonville, Illinois, providing independent commodity, financial, and currency analysis to its clients and newsletter subscribers. On the web at myrmconline.com.
Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Monday. Today is Monday, so we have... Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
You know, you look at the marketplace, and I've been gone a couple of weeks, and it certainly has had a significant loss in the last couple of weeks for any number of reasons. But it does appear that it is a marketplace that is trying to find some stability this week. Do you read it that way, too?
Yeah, you were lucky you were gone last week. It was awful brutal watching the market erode like it did, especially, you know, in the old crop and losing a lot of value in the basis. But we're at a point now where we expect a little bit of equilibrium. If you go back to the chart, at least, we're due for shorter-term cyclical lows in through here. That does not mean we're going to bottom here and move quite a bit higher, but we could be more in a stable recovery type of trade. You know, the trade's built in a lot of bearish news in here. You know, we're looking at the world grain values a lot cheaper. Ukrainian corn, you know, they're selling it for $4.10 a bushel versus our price here. Brazil's 35 cents cheaper. Also, too, seeing a situation where feeders are starting to use this freshly harvested wheat to get them by until a new crop of corn comes along. No real heat, you know, in the forecast for the next 14 days. And, of course, you know, China talking about selling some beans to get them by until a new crop comes along. So we built quite a bit of bearish news in, look for stable. We still feel the risk is to the downside by all means. What we feel is going to be the turning point in the grain complex will be the pro-farmer crop tour. We feel that's going to be solid visual confirmation that we have a few holes out there and that, you know, these big deals aren't going to be there as a whole when you average it all out. It's going to be a good crop, don't get me wrong, but for the most part, you know, this yield we're looking at the present time might be here for a little while. And it's going to be awful hard to increase national yield higher.
Traders have a big opinion about where yield is. You have some going as low as 147, others up at 160.
It depends where you're at, correct. If you're in northern part of Illinois, you're probably 170 bushel. If you're in southern Illinois, you're probably at 40 bushel of the acre on corn. There's wild variances. You know, here locally, we're on the dry side, but we'll get by, but... You know, there's people who have been in a situation where they've received 38 inches of rain, you know, since 1st of April, and, you know, they got corn you know, a foot high to waist high, and not a whole lot of time. And there's some pretty big areas that's got a little bit of problem, you know, still addressing the prevent plant areas. But there's some awful good stuff out there. So we're going to have a dynamic market clearing to January here due to the fact that this later crop's going to be under the weather crunch and just wide various opinions of, you know, how big or how small we are.
And I think you're going to have all kinds of issues, like how big is the tip-back area? How well will crop corn fill happen in the next 3 to 4 weeks? There's a lot of moving parts to this still.
Yeah, we're going to freeze her off, too. So, yeah, there's a lot of moving parts. You're correct. That's going to create a lot of ups and downs. But overall, until we get, like I mentioned, to the Pro Farmer Crop Tour, you know, the risk is still to the downside here over the near term.
I think that maybe traders are a little bit more firm in their mindset that maybe a 44.5 bean average is a little rich.
When you get beans, you know, a foot or two high in some areas, yeah. You know, that might be a little enough. And plus, too, when you look at the supply-demand balance sheet, you know, corn's got, you know, an extra 1.5 billion demand base built into it above a year ago. So there's a lot of cushion, you know, in the corn there, expecting demand to come along. But they pretty well left the beans supply-demand balance sheet alone on the demand side. So it's going to be important to, you know, make sure we have the bean acres there, for one, and make sure yields there is second point. So, you know, until we get through mid part of August here, you know, the beans are going to be the main focus.
Are we going to move to a carry market sometime, anytime soon?
Pretty much so. You know, typically when you start increasing carry out estimates, the function of the market is to build carry to give incentive to store it. There's plenty of storage around. And so I think as we move along and through here, barring no further disaster production-wise, we'll enter that carry market. One of the popular trades right now would be to sell July 14 corn and buy the D's 14 corn on the spread there. Look for the market to start building some premiums in the deferred contracts as we move along here.
To continue that thought, will September corn and September beans move into carry before they go off the board?
Oh, you know, I think they're going to maintain some value, you know, compared to the new crop. But overall, there's just no urgency to buy the old crop. We had a huge amount of old crop move last week. There's going to be some pop-up demand in through here. But if you're a grain merchandiser, you're going to try to buy cheaper new crop if you can. New crop harvest has already taken place in the south.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we just lost our urgency here unless, you know, something comes in August here to give reason for the market catch fire.
And corn will be moving north up the Mississippi, I assume.
Well, we'll see. I mean, that's easier said than done, but we'll see if it happens. Yeah, I remember one thing, though. These corns here at this 473, 475 area, you know, they talk 450, and we're only 23, 24 cents away from that. And so, you know, we've built a lot of bearish news in, but the risk is still to the downside.
Is it to the downside in your mindset to 4.25?
Well, I think we'll take one step at a time here. You know, we talk 450 corn when corn's back up there at 550. I mean,
just seeing how bearish you want to be.
You know, I think it's to the point we're going to find a fall low in here, and we'll, you know, like you say, we'll put some carry in the market. We'll see basis try to firm up here, and you know, try to shake it loose. You know, we're going to be bearish for another 2 years. Then the cyclical long-term bull comes back in play in 2015.
All right. Thank you much, Kurt.
All right. Take care, Dave.
Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Current tick in the marketplace. September corn, 492 unchanged. December, 474 down 2. August soybeans, 13.54 1/4, up 4.5. And November at 12.16 1/2, down 12. You're listening to Illinois Public Media, WILL 580 AM and 90.9 FM, HD3 Urbana. It's 10 o'clock Central Time.